It's time for Rhema for Today.
Some of you need to quit listening to so many tapes and read the Bible. See, we like it quick and fast. We're a generation of automation. Punch the button. See, it's easier to punch a button, listen to somebody preach, than it is to pick up the Bible and read it for yourself. The Holy Spirit cannot teach you according to what the Word of God says when you're listening at a tape. But what the Word of God says, then if you're studying the Word and reading the Word, the Holy Spirit can teach you something.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, How to Be an Overcomer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
These people say, oh, that's the spirit needs to be dealt with. No, you just need to push back from the table. That may be one cause, but wait a minute. I'm not so narrow-minded and so naive and so dumb to realize that some people have a physical problem. They've got an imbalance in their chemical system and other things. Either that needs to be corrected through taking the proper vitamins and chemicals into the body, or else if there is an organ in the body that is not functioning properly, then they need healing. Come on, people. Let's get our head out of the sand. If you're reading a book that ain't right, ain't the devil that's making you read it. You got hands? Take it and throw it away. Somebody said, oh, I got a lust spirit. I just watch the wrong thing on television and I go to the wrong kind of movies. That ain't necessarily a lust spirit. It's the thing about it. The devil's getting you to do it. Hey, refuse to do it. You keep doing it. You keep playing with him and he'll give you a lust spirit. That's the way he goes about it. It's the way the thing goes about it. Getting hold of your mind. Don't ever get in you. It gets hold of your mind. That's why Paul said, think on these things. Look on these things. So forth and so on. Hello. Somebody said, oh, I need to be delivered from going to X-rated movies. You don't need to be delivered from going to X-rated movies. Quit buying the tickets. You do that yourself. A television has a knob on it, or else a remote control button. It's on there to turn it off. It's on there, and it says, usually they got a little button on it that says plus or minus. That means you can change the channel. If you hit the plus, it goes up to another channel. Just don't put it on that channel. Come on. Oh no, we want to lay it off on the devil so we don't have to do anything about it. Now, wait a minute, I realize that some spirits can get a hold of people and can, you know, and people yield to them. You may have to deal with that. They don't have it in them. They've just yielded to it like you yield the Holy Ghost. Everybody say, oh, that's what I got. Not necessarily. A lot of people, they don't even have to come, even if one is there. You don't have to come to be delivered from it. You do something about it. You resist the devil and you quit doing it. Let the greater one on the inside do the job. Everybody run around hollering, the greater is he sent me than he that's in the world. And then they come up and won't be delivered. Somebody said, well, you're preaching direct opposite. I'm preaching Bible. I don't know what they're preaching. Really not interested. Well, I'll throw this in while I'm at it. I'm going to say this. Quit listening at every tape that comes down the pipe. We got tape-itis. Some of you are confused because you listen to every tape that comes around. Some of you need to quit listening to so many tapes and read the Bible. See, we like it quick and fast. We're a generation of automation. Punch the button. See, it's easier to punch a button, listen to somebody preach, than it is to pick up the Bible and read it for yourself. The Holy Spirit cannot teach you according to what the Word of God says when you're listening at a tape. But what the Word of God says, that if you're studying the Word and reading the Word, the Holy Spirit can teach you something. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. It's high time that pastors stood in their pulpit and took their authority and taught the Word of God. You don't have to say anything about anybody. I'm not calling anybody's name. They can listen to this tape, and I haven't called anybody's name. I've simply taught what I see in the Word of God. If they teach different and see different, bless God, that's their business, that's their prerogative. Just don't try to rope me in on it. And you know, I have a right in the world to say what I believe and what I don't believe. That is a right that I have as an American citizen. Hello? That's why we have different churches, I guess. You believe what you want, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to believe what the Bible said. I'm going to read the Bible and look at the Bible. Somebody say, yeah, but look at this example and that example of what happened back here. And what. Hey, I don't care about examples. I don't care about manifestations. I will say this, manifestations happen. But you don't seek the same kind of manifestation every time you deal with the same thing. If that is so, I'm going to use their same logic, and I'm going to use the logic that people use. If it is so, that every time that you have, if a person has a demon, they throw up. All right? So, if you get delivered, you're going to throw up. If that is so, then I'm going to load all the planes that I can up with the leper colonies. I'm going to fly them to Israel. And I'm going to have them go down the River Jordan and dip in the River Jordan 7 times. I'm going to start a 7-Dipping Jordan Healing Association. Everybody laughs. I say, oh, don't be ridiculous. Hey, didn't Naaman get healed when he went down and dipped in the River Jordan 7 times? Is that what the Bible says? But I don't read an account of anybody else doing that. And I do read in the Bible where a lot of people had leprosy. You see, just because a manifestation happens, you don't make a doctrine out of it. See, I've been around this a long time. I've been around it all my life. I was born. My dad, a Pentecostal preacher. I've been in this. I have seen things happen under his ministry. But not one time as I've seen them happen, but not one, just because he dealt with an individual that had ulcers and dealt with a spirit. Every time he prayed for anybody with ulcers, he didn't pray against the spirit. It just so happened that time that there was a spirit that was enforcing that disease in that body. That happens occasionally. But you don't go out every time that somebody has an ulcer and say, oh, that's the devil. Do you get my drift? If somebody did happen to have a manifestation of throwing up, you don't go preach and teach it that you do it every time for any kind of deliverance. You see what I'm saying? That's what's happened with a lot of people receiving the Holy Ghost. Everybody is trying to make them get it the same way. Everybody don't get the Holy Ghost the same way. I've seen people get the Holy Ghost just sitting quietly and speaking tongues. I've seen others that rolled on the floor. I've seen others that spoke in tongues for 3 days. Now, let me, and I've seen others just prayed in the altar, spoke in tongues a little bit, and left. I've seen others that came and prayed all night, and then they finally got the Holy Ghost. You see, some of the old timers, just because people prayed all night, they thought everybody had to pray. They used to talk about been more people filled the Holy Ghost after midnight than before midnight. The only reason there's more people filled after midnight is because more people yielded after midnight. Probably they got too tired in the flesh to fight and the spirit could take over.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up really soon.
November 6th and 7th.
Yes, here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages, but then also we're going to have some fellowship time over in NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. In the past, a lot of the guys get over there, they play basketball, they play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk, and sometimes there is a football game on the TV, and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, How to Be an Overcomer. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.